you start with going back to Canada.
Yes.
Thank you.
One thing that comes into great discussion now is where Kennedy was going to do this, that, and the other with money. And then comes the great argument, no, he was not. Now, we've got two different concepts going. One is the fact that he was not going to take back or reprint or print or whatever what you called greenbacks. He already had ready several billion, hundreds of billion, let's see, what somebody in here tell me how much he had printed, ready to go. This was going to be debt-free money. In other words, it was going to be issued properly by the government and not through this Federal Reserve dink around that you've got. Rip off. But that was not greenbacks as such. So you have to discern when you read these quarrels. Because when somebody misses something by a little bit, they'll come back and they'll say, well, you didn't specifically say it was going to be black and white or red or green. And you see, greenbacks were literally called that because they were printed green on the back. So I just wanted to clear that. But that was a major reason he was really in trouble.
I am sure it is the Pleiadians that have used the TV airwaves to send messages to certain audiences, such as what happened to the victims of the Bermuda Triangle. Why don't you do this more often?
We do it all the time, just nobody receives.
Does Hatton know Akon, that's spelled A-K-O-N, from Alpha Centauri, Elizabeth?
No.
Glazer's lover?
No, no, no.
Wow.
Alpha Centauri, that there is no such place. I don't know. I don't mean to be offensive to you ones who listen to this. Please, there is no such place. There is no such being, and you can know it because you don't have lovers hopping around from, you know, and I know what you mean by lover. And when somebody says that that so-and-so, this magnificent, this one, and I'll name names, Michael Elegion said, Ashtar is going to take form, one of us, one of you earthlings, and come down to spend time a few days with his twin flame, Aurora, which happened to be Elegion's wife. So it was logical that Ashtar would come and cavort around utilizing Elegion. This was when, at any other given time than this day, things were at their worst. A master like Ashtar in charge of a command for evacuation is going to take a vacation and come down and cavort around with Aurora, who now calls herself Athena, or she was the reincarnation of Athena or some blame fool thing. Stop it. Stop it. Nobody from the higher realms comes down to experience anything physical. You don't know what experience is, much less be some human woman's lover. You can't even get along with your women. Why would you expect us to do it?
insult being a woman.
How could she say that? How can she refuse when I just insulted all women? Give me another question. I think I must have answered that one.
This next set of questions comes from Phil down in Sylmar, California. Phil is a musician who reads the journals and wants to help reach people and make a difference through his music. He has a band called the Magnificent Seven, but they're broke. He wants to know if there's...
They are magnificently broke.
He wants to know if there's any funding available through Hatan, i.e., what say ye gods, will you help me to help myself?
Are there any human responses in this room about Hatan and all this funding?
Help yourself.
Just keep reading, and when you get there, it'll open up. And I'm serious about that. This one has talent. And in an effort to preserve talent, very frequently you get too centered and it becomes all right to be destitute or whatever. And if you're happy with that, that's one thing. But you cannot depend on another to fulfill your needs. And so you do what you need to do to be responsible for self. And then if that talent blossoms, there will be plenty of places to use it. There are going to be some wondrous stories told.
I have a question.
Please.
It's off the page, but I would beg to request. Is it possible to duplicate the liberator and distribute it somewhere, like in my country?
If you can find somebody to translate it, or if that's not a problem.
It is not a problem. I'm looking at the copyright, whatever. You know.
It says to do it.
Okay. Can I have one more question?
Yes.
This is for my country. Some time ago, you were talking about the agreement between Enola Marquez and the elite establishment about the gold holdings. And part of the agreement, I suppose, is that the remains of the ex-president, Marquez, will be brought back to the Philippines with the approval of the current president, President Aquino. And recent news is that this has been changed, whereby Aquino refused again for the remains of Marquez to be brought back home. And can you scan on this whole development and somehow present some kind of projections on what's going to happen for the next few days, especially the election is coming near?
Not with any validity. I can tell you why all of this kind of thing is happening. For a long time, ever since the treasure, let's call it treasure, that sounds good. You see, now proof is coming out that money was not robbed from the Philippines. That literally, that was Japanese holdings, takings, thievery, whatever you want to call it. And it was put there. A lot of it came there basically through ones in the Trilateral Commission, and it was with confrontation through the Japanese Trilateral Commission that literally the impact hit and they wanted to get rid of Marcos. Now that's been several years ago, so many of you may not remember it, and you may not. But if you began to think back when things began to happen to Ferdinand, it was then. And you see, they wanted to reclaim that gold treasure. Well, no thank you. Now, there was a lot of that gold that was ever to be shipped out of there long before now. And arrangements were made. And then, unfortunately, a lot of those dealers, or just shippers, transfer people, ended up in jail. So you've got a lot, billions of dollars involved here. And you've got an elite group who wants that money. And they work out deals. And things were not going well in the Philippines. And so they, this could take days just to cover these. You have to know what they did to understand what they're doing. They literally blew the volcano so that it would damage, at the time that it was important to either renew or let go of those bases, they ruined them. But Subic Bay is still functional to some extent. Now, the agreement was that they would let her go back over there if she would make sure and promise that if she got elected, and they would make sure that she got elected, because they're all playing. You never know what they're doing. But just know that their goal is always the very same thing. And so they would bargain, we'll let you go back over there if you make sure that we still control those bases. And we'll even rebuild them for you. So, all right, now we get one foot back in the door. But meanwhile, there are a lot of dealers and a lot of people bringing out that gold who know about it now. And they know that she's got massive holdings in Switzerland. They tried to get at it, you see. She's got still large holdings in New York City. So she's still got a lot of clout. And she's still got a lot of gold, and they haven't been able to figure out how to steal it from her. So they think they can get it some other way. So a lot of that gold is being melted down, put into jewelers' bars, and that way you can ship it out. But this means they've got to keep the price of gold down here somewhere, because already the base price of that gold was $374 an ounce through the London market. They already had the Flying Tigers lined up to do shuttle trips, cargo trips, with that gold. Well, you can't ship that gold out with those numbers on it. So the only way around that is to smelt it down, put it into jewelers' bars, and then ship it that way. But you've got massive amounts of that gold that has been sold and needs to go to London. At the same time, you had elections, and the elite fully intend to bring down into total destruction South Africa and claim all of the natural resources, including massive deposits of gold. In other words, the elite bankers plan to hold all precious metal, period. So a lot of things come to a screeching halt because the gold price is so far under that they are having to wait till other things take place in South Africa, then they can resume the shipping so that they will get at least that minimum price for the gold that's already been established. This is why you can all know that at some point the price of gold must climb, because that was a foundation price. And they've got control, so there is no need for them to do anything but wait for it to come up. Well, now they're going to play around in the same asinine game with a man's body, for goodness sakes. When the facts are, I don't want to hurt anyone's feelings, but I don't think even Imelda cares where his body is. There's a little more depth to her than that, to realize that a body, because also in that same country is some of God's treasures. And they know they will not be allowed to dink around with that. And they try. And they try to use blackmail. And they try to use hostages. And they bargain all the time. So the Philippines, which would be to all of the world, this is not to insult the little Philippines, but how is it that it is almost a central controlling island of the world? It's because they've got something that the elite want and they haven't figured out yet how to get it. And I'm not going to tell them how to get it. We can make it just a little while longer. And I'm sorry, I know that I haven't answered your question.
You know, they would be converted?
I'm not even going to get into the politics of it.
I mean, I have a friend who came back there to a personal friend and also a personally or close to Imelda, who's going to share some thoughts on these things to her, purportedly to sort of convert her to a certain mission of maybe saving the Philippines. Do you think it will work?
Sure, it'll work. Absolutely, it'll work. But it's going to take a little bit of understanding, and then it most certainly will work, because I fully intend to bring the Philippines right under my shelter.
Okay, is the Philippines going to stay after the transition? It's not going to sink in the ocean?
The Philippines should rise. It will become a major part of Lemuria.
Thank you.
You heard it here first.
Next question. This one, number four, comes from Alice. What is the significance of the number 22? Only good things have taken place or have been acquired with this number present in my life. Why have I chosen this particular number, or was it chosen for me? Also, why does the Skull and Bones use the number 322?
Because 22 is basically the alerting sequence of electrical pulses that I cannot explain to you farther than that. Just please accept that part of it for this particular transition. Each of you should be beginning to connect. Little Crow will tell it better than anybody. On the 22nd day, at the 22nd hour, there would be 22 strikes of lightning, and I knew. And I saw, and I began to receive my instructions. So this one is very conscious, because you have a very high evolved soul. I didn't say man. You will pull your hair out trying to get Little Quo to do anything. But this is one who sits on the Eagle's Council. And it will be his responsibility to put the oral traditions into a form which you can understand. And that stinker has made me do it. Why should I do it, old brother? You're doing fine. Well, he's got a different kind of mission. And at this point, ones would listen to him with the same ridicule that they would any Indian tribe doing a war dance or ring dance. That kind of wisdom cannot come to the tinkerers on the planet at this time. So it is a symbol. Everything in the universe can be mathematically worked out. And it's a form of language. And I guess if you want to call it code, since we're talking CIA and all those code things, they like letters, you know, like the FBI and the CIA. We like numbers. So I'm not going to go into it farther than that. The Skull and Bones would use the numbers simply like the adversary uses every other thing that has worthiness.
Number five. On the Hal Lindsey radio program of 3/21/92, he bragged and announced that Shamir had secretly flown to Los Angeles to consult and confer with Hal Lindsey and his gang. Was this needed for the fulfillment of Hal's prophecies? Is Hal making foreign policy?
No, he's not making foreign policy. He's amongst the evangelical movement that is footing the bill for the temple that will be built up there on the mountain, the new temple. You nice people have contributed billions of dollars through the evangelical movement to the Jews who will build that temple. And they're Zionists. They're not even religious. Not in the sense that we talk of Hebrews. And you've done it. Just like Dan Quayle gets up there and says, fellow Zionist. Jerry Falwell gets up there and says, I'm a Zionist and I'm proud of it. And in the next breath, it's praise Jesus. Is that an error? Where's Christ? Oh, well, I meant Jesus Christ. No, you didn't, old buddy. You meant exactly what you said. And you see, these ones, whether in ignorance or in knowing, are so dangerous to you because you don't hear the rest of what they're saying. Do you realize to put that temple where it must be according to them, they have to go to war and drive out the ones who worship in that mosque. And they fully intend to do it. Then they have already brought together the things that will furnish that temple. That means their holy gear, their altars where they will make blood sacrifices and burn things. That is not of holy God. God is life. And no amount of sheep killing is going to get one iota of your sins removed. You've only picked up a few. And for your evangelist to tell you in the name of Jesus Christ, we are going to have a war and kill and take more land and more property from the Palestinians is treason unto God. Yes, please. Speak up. It's a new toy. We all must use it.
Okay. Is the royal family Khazarian Jews?
Yes. They are British Israelites.
And is the Rothschilds, are they their top representative, or how does that relate with?
That's good enough. They are right up there with them. The royal family sits at the head of the table, I guess is the way to put it.
Okay, are you aware of a project that I'm working on?
No, and I don't think it should be discussed here.
Okay.
I guess that's a double answer, isn't it? The reason is not that the project is that tedious. It's that this could get into a very lengthy personalized meeting, and it's just not suitable.
Okay. Could you answer a question on is there a counterpart to a negative counterpart to Jesus Christ that's on the earth plane right now?
About 6 billion of them.
Is there like one top person, or is it is there one physical human being that could be representative of all the other bad guys?
Well, you would have to just assume that the one who heads the committee of 300, and that varies from time to time, but it is that entity that's the big cheese on your place. And once again, you said it, I didn't.
Okay.
You're trying always to put a being into a given slot, and you're going to have to face the fact that it's not quite that way. And the energy forms that represent those two higher energies are not basically on your plate, although each will experience in that proximity.
And is it important for the people in the physical world between now and, I guess, the year 2000, for them to understand the hierarchy of the negative, the dark spirit world or whatever? Is that important?
Yes. It's the only way that you are ever going to understand the other side.
And I have one more question. Who do the Rockefellers work for now, and are there any originals left, and if so, do they have any power?
Yes, there are some originals left, and yes, they have tremendous power. Don't let a Robotoid fool you. They were taken out for a very, very good reason, and they were replaced so that they could be controlled, and they're very dangerous. And the one that represents David Rockefeller right now is as dangerous to your nation as any one other person than Bush. And neither can measure up to Henry Kissinger. So. Jay is an original, and he could be a very worthwhile contributor to your nation. I doubt that he will be. I believe that he will be utilized in already blooming him, you see, through the Congress. And he was a very idealistic young man. It's really a loss. It's sad. Just like one of the young DuPonts, who basically gave up his fortune just to work for Lyndon LaRouche, as a matter of fact. And they ended up putting him into an institution, said he was crazy because of it. So it's very, very hard for these ones to break out. You see, you have to understand, and here's where I can't take time in this room, but each of those questions that you just asked are in the journals. All of them. And I can add to that another interesting point, and that is that young Hinckley, who, quote, shot supposedly Reagan that day, had a dinner date with young Bush. This family and the Bushes are just right off the same tree. Everybody is attached in that whole element. You don't get into up there unless you're one of those elite.
One more quick question.
Please.
do you receive me or someone in your command when I ask for assistance when I'm working on the project?
I do not. That is not insulting. There are ones much more qualified than myself. Make them identify. You see, something that you ones don't understand, and I'm going to, because you get too terrified to say, well, Mr. Tesla wouldn't come because it doesn't work like Hatton, and or Mr. Russell didn't come because, well, I just mustn't expect Einstein, or I, whatever. All that mush instead of brains. When we get through telling you how you go through these steps and how everything recycles, you will understand that not only will you be receiving from the teacher best suited for whatever project you're working on, but it has to be that way. Because when you call for the best and highest purpose, and you ask for help from the one most suited to make sure that you develop for the best and highest purpose, then you're going to get these ones. Because as you move from your physical plane into your higher source, you're going to be a little more perfected physically, certainly spiritually and emotionally. And you're going to steadily get a little less visible. That does not mean that anybody has gone anywhere. And when you begin to understand that, you will understand timelessness and spacelessness, and that whoever you might be asking to help you is right here, right now. And it may not be my focus, but the one with the intelligence that you need is in communication with your subconscious and your higher consciousness. And if you'll put both of the, if you'll just let the subconscious just go and receive and work out the problems, it knows who to go to. But you've got to tamper with everything with this consciousness. And you've got to know in this consciousness who it is. You're better off not to know, as long as you're coming up with some answers. And if you demand the answers and you ask for those answers in the proper intent, you will not only get them, but you will come into understanding consciously who is giving them to you. What you ones are asking me right now are questions that you all know the answers to. You want to hear it. You want confirmation for these conscious ears out here. And it's really not very healthy for you to have some of these answers in that consciousness, because you already know at the level that's important. Because that's where you spend your time. You do not really spend much time in the consciousness. Sorry about that. Most of you lapse out of it while you're sitting here. Most of the time I've got more over here than sitting in the room. So it is your perception that's at fault. Faulty perception. Because you have limited your finite, your vision to a finite wavelength. The fact that your room is filled and you sense it, all of you sense it, but none of you can see it. Brahma sits here with her eyes shut and she sees all of them and she doesn't see any of you. And yet she'll come back and swear she never saw anything in either place. So you're going to have to just accept that there's some major, major things taking place now, and you're part of it. And this conscious experience is not the place to lay it all out.
Thank you, Hatton.
Number six. I think Howard Phillips independent candidate is sent from God?
No.
Any comment?
No. No. Misunderstanding. Everybody's sent from God. Everybody. Good, bad, purple, pink. So, that part is true. This one has some real, real confused messages about the Constitution. He's a fine man, but he is not qualified. He will not be able to produce. He is not the one groomed to lead you out of this. And an election may not be the time. I've already spoken with both. For instance, you go for it. But what you are really doing, you are making contacts around so that as things collapse and then there can be some rebuilding, you've got to have a network. And if you just can hold that, because if in fact any of the things happen that are planned to have happened before November, you won't have an election anyway. And you can count on, if Bush pulls down executive order, you cannot expect anybody but someone who will follow through to be there, either him or the one the Bilderbergers put up, and that's Clinton. So as far as gaining attention, if you cannot get both, go ahead for parole. Push him, push him, push him. He's a good man. But don't expect anything to change. If it really looks like he would be winning, they will either take him out, and you don't know but what maybe they already have. Because he already was not speaking like Ross Perot. If any of you know Ross Perot, the old Ross Perot and this one. But he is beginning now to sound more like the original Ross. And you're not going to know whether that's an accident or that is just more programming to get you all sucked in and keep Bo Brights from the possibility of winning. The only way that you could pull this off would be if you got right to election and Perot gave all those votes to Bo. And I don't see that happening. For one thing, I don't see Bo understanding it well enough to go and make the effort to work it out. And it really doesn't matter a whit. Understand, the New World Order is already steamrolled over you. They're just working out those little flapping things. They're just polishing it off. And you can see Bush taking that control day after day. So that by the time you get already, he's talking again about deregulating banks. Anybody heard that the last few days too? Serious, serious clues. He's already bringing in all of those things under executive order. So all he's got to have is one big disaster, one big function, one big reason to do it.
I thought you said before that it was very difficult to take out a godly man, to make a robotoid out of a real godly person. Well,
right.
He's not that godly.
I'm not going to answer that. That's judging. And I didn't say he had been taken out.
Commander, can I mention two comments? Yesterday when we were in Dallas, people came up to me and said they've been watching Perot very closely, and 3 weeks ago they feel that his personality has been changed. That's just an observation. The other thing, for some reason in Dallas, they're running emergency testing on televisions again for national emergency.
Doing it in San Diego also.
Well, and what do we have at the prison? They are training, and for anybody who works at the prison, just keep your mouth shut. They've got you on alert to step in wherever they tell you to function, and they're sending ones off over to San Luis Obispo to learn all about survival. And they're telling you to form block directors to teach people how to grow food. They are expecting before September, and they know that the higher-ups, the authorities, know exactly when it's coming and what is planned. And they say by September, am I correct?
Right.
By September, you will be on survival. That is coming out of your prison. That's not crazy talk out of an evaporated spirit. That's from your prison. So they have a lot of reason to hit at us. Because the dumber you are, the easier you are to manage. And if you get too panicky and you start protecting yourself with those silly little guns, they're going to kill you. They'll be ordered to do that. Now it's serious time. They are digging and they are building greenhouses. You better watch your neighbor. And they've known this quite a while. Ones very quietly have been going and digging root cellars. Please.
This picture is kind of giving has Lyndon LaRouche's organization been shut down completely?
For all practical purposes. It's politically, emotionally alive enough that you can get some pretty good information. But the possibility of a Lyndon LaRouche from prison winning a presidential election is obviously a complete and total distractor. Lyndon LaRouche is a fine man. He only is lacking in two places of insight. One is God, and the other is he is an internationalist. Ones want to call him a communist. Well, I don't know what the term means, because it means whatever anybody happens to be using it for that day. But he can only see the greater overall of an international program. And that's idealistic, and that's wonderful. And, for instance, if all of your industry goes to Mexico, where they have no pollution laws, what is going to stop it from coming back across your border? Because you cannot control God's borders. So for all practical purposes, other than maybe a constitutional effort later, I believe that you have to count Lyndon LaRouche as a loss. And don't think that he hasn't been tampered with. You don't lock somebody with that much power up and let him run for president, I can promise you.
Second question is, there are rumors about a big gold movement happening between now and May the 11th.
A big what kind of gold?
That price is supposed to move out of the 339 range up to over 350 within the next 10 to 12 days.
Watch South Africa and watch your market. Remember, they still intend to push that market to 36. And then you can begin to look for gold dealers, metal dealers, to be literally getting out of the business.
Can I give you some insight that I've heard, Commander?
I would like to share anything that anyone wants to put out here.
Okay, the information that I'm getting right now is the plan is to run the market up to approximately 35 to 3600 by June. There's a plane load of gold leaving every Thursday for Switzerland out of the United States right now, run by the CIA.
Maybe that's the one that cut across Peru.
Could be. The action is that the plan is to run it up to about 35 to 3600 by June and then allow it to collapse. They say they're going to drop 600 points and then it's going to drop down to 1600 or less. So we're having some kind of time sequence. Now this is the
One thing that comes into great discussion now is whether Kennedy was going to do this, that, and the other with money. And then comes the great argument, no, he was not. Now, we've got two different concepts going. One is the fact that he was not going to take back or reprint or print or whatever what you called greenbacks. He already had ready several billion, hundreds of billion, let's see, what somebody in here tell me how much he had printed, ready to go. This was going to be debt-free money. In other words, it was going to be issued properly by the government and not through this Federal Reserve dink around that you've got. Rip off. But that was not greenbacks as such. So you have to discern when you read these quarrels. Because when somebody misses something by a little bit, they'll come back and they'll say, well, you didn't specifically say it was going to be black and white or red or green. And you see, greenbacks were literally called that because they were printed green on the back. So I just wanted to clear that. But that was a major reason he was really in trouble.
I am sure it is the Pleiadians that have used the TV airwaves to send messages to certain audiences, such as what happened to the victims of the Bermuda Triangle. Why don't you do this more often?
We do it all the time, just nobody receives.
Does Hatton know Akon, that's spelled A-K-O-N, from Alpha Centauri, Elizabeth?
No.
Glazer's lover?
No, no, no.
Wow.
Out there.
Alpha Centauri, that, there is no such place. I don't know. I don't mean to be offensive to you ones who listen to this. Please. There is no such place. There is no such being, and you can know it because you don't have lovers. Hopping around from, you know, and I know what you mean by lover. And when somebody says that I'm, that so-and-so, this magnificent, this one, and I'll name names, Michael Elegium said, Ashtar is going to take form, one of us, one of you earthlings, and come down to spend time a few days with his twin flame, Aurora, which happened to be Allegiant's wife. So it was logical that Ashtar would come and cavort around utilizing Allegiant. This was when, at any other given time than this day, things were at their worst. A master like Astar in charge of a command for evacuation is going to take a vacation and come down and cavort around with Aurora, who now calls herself Athena, or she was the reincarnation of Athena or some blank fool thing. Stop it. Stop it. Nobody from the higher realms comes down to experience anything physical. You don't know what experience is, much less be some human woman's lover. You can't even get along with your women. Why would you expect us to do it? Moreover, if we did, she wouldn't let you back in.
I won't take that as an insult, you know, woman.
How could she say that? How can she refuse when I just insulted all women? Give me another question. I think I must have answered that one.
This next set of questions comes from Phil down in Sylmar, California. Phil is a musician who reads the journals and wants to help reach people and make a difference through his music. He has a band called Magnificent Seven, but they're broke. He wants to know if there's...
They're all magnificently broke.
He wants to know if there's any funding available through Hatan, i.e., what say ye gods, will you help me to help myself?
Are there any human responses in this room about Hatan and all this funding?
Help yourself.
Just keep reading, and when you get there, it'll open up. And I'm serious about that. This one has talent. And in an effort to preserve talent, very frequently you get too centered and it becomes all right to be destitute or whatever. And if you're happy with that, that's one thing. But you cannot depend on another to fulfill your needs. And so you do what you need to do to be responsible for self. And then if that talent blossoms, there will be plenty of places to use it. There are going to be some wondrous stories told.
I have a question.
Please.
This is off the page, I would beg to request. Is it possible to duplicate the Liberator and distribute it somewhere, like in my country?
If you can find somebody to translate it, or if that's not a problem.
It is not a problem. I am looking at the copyright, whatever. You know.
It says to do it.
Okay. Can I have one more question?
Yes.
This is for my country. Some time ago, you were talking about the agreement between Enolim, I guess, and the elite establishment about the gold holdings. And part of the agreement, I suppose, is that the remains of the ex-president, Marquez, will be brought back to the Philippines with the approval of the current president, President Aquino. And recent news is that this has been changed, whereby Aquino refused again for the remains of Marquez to be brought back home. And can you scan on this whole development and somehow present some kind of projections on what's going to happen for the next few days, especially the election is coming near?
Not with any validity. I can tell you why all of this kind of thing is happening. For a long time, ever since the the treasure, let's call it treasure. That sounds good. You see, now proof is coming out that money was not robbed from the Philippines. That literally, that was Japanese holdings, takings, thievery, whatever you want to call it. And it was put there. A lot of it came there basically through ones in the Trilateral Commission. And it was with confrontation through the Japanese Trilateral Commission that literally the impact hit and they wanted to get rid of Marcos. Now, that's been several years ago, so many of you may not remember it, and you may not. But if you began to think back when things began to happen to Ferdinand, it was then. And you see, they wanted to reclaim that gold treasure. Well, no thank you. Now, there was a lot of that gold that was efforted to be shipped out of there long before now. And arrangements were made. And then, unfortunately, a lot of those dealers, or just shippers, transfer people, ended up in jail. So you've got a lot, billions of dollars involved here. And you've got an elite group who wants that money. And they work out deals. And things were not going well in the Philippines. And so this could take days just to cover these. You have to know what they did to understand what they're doing. They literally blew the volcano so that it would damage, at the time that it was important to either renew or let go of those bases, they ruined them. But Subic Bay is still functional to some extent. Now, the agreement was that they would let her go back over there if she would make sure and promise that if she got elected, and they would make sure that she got elected, because they're all playing. You never know what they're doing. But just know that their goal is always the very same thing. And so they would bargain, we'll let you go back over there if you make sure that we still control those bases. And we'll even rebuild them for you. So, all right, now we get one foot back in the door. But meanwhile, there are a lot of dealers and a lot of people bringing out that gold who know about it now. And they know that she's got massive holdings in Switzerland. They tried to get at it, you see. She's got still large holdings in New York City. So she's still got a lot of clout. And she's still got a lot of gold, and they haven't been able to figure out how to steal it from her. So they think they can get it some other way. So a lot of that gold is being melted down, put into jewelers' bars, and that way you can ship it out. But this means they've got to keep the price of gold down here somewhere, because already the base price of that gold was $374 an ounce through the London market. They already had the Flying Tigers lined up to do shuttle trips, cargo trips, with that gold. Well, you can't ship that gold out with those numbers on it. So the only way around that is to smelt it down, put it into jewelers' bars, and then ship it that way. But you've got massive amounts of that gold that has been sold and needs to go to London. At the same time, you had elections, and the elite fully intend to bring down into total destruction South Africa and claim all of the natural resources, including massive deposits of gold. In other words, the elite bankers plan to hold all precious metal, period. So a lot of things come to a screeching halt because the gold price is so far under that they are having to wait till other things take place in South Africa. Then they can resume the shipping so that they will get at least that minimum price for the gold that's already been established. This is why you can all know that at some point the price of gold must climb, because that was a foundation price. And they've got control, so there is no need for them to do anything but wait for it to come up. Well, now they're going to play around in the same asinine game with a man's body, for goodness sakes. When the facts are, I don't want to hurt anyone's feelings, but I don't think even Amelda cares where his body is. There's a little more depth to her than that, to realize that a body, because also in that same country is some of God's treasures. And they know they will not be allowed to dink around with that. And they try. And they try to use blackmail. And they try to use hostages. And they bargain all the time. So the Philippines, which would be to all of the world, this is not to insult the little Philippines, but how is it that it is almost a central controlling island of the world? It's because they've got something that the elite want and they haven't figured out yet how to get it. And I'm not going to tell them how to get it. We can make it just a little while longer. And I'm sorry, I know that I haven't answered your question.
You know they will be converted?
I'm not even going to get into the politics of it.
I mean, I have a friend who came back there to a personal friend and also a personally or close to Imelda, who's going to share some thoughts on these things to her, purportedly to sort of convert her to a certain mission of maybe saving the Philippines. Do you think it will work?
Sure, it'll work. Absolutely, it'll work. But it's going to take a little bit of understanding, and then it most certainly will work, because I fully intend to bring the Philippines right under my shelter.
Okay, is the Philippines going to stay after the transition? It's not going to sink in the ocean?
The Philippines should rise. It will become a major part of Lemuria.
Thank you.
You heard it here first.
Next question. This one, number four, comes from Alice. What is the significance of the number 22? Only good things have taken place or have been acquired with this number present in my life. Why have I chosen this particular number, or was it chosen for me? Also, why does the Skull and Bones use the number 322?
Because 22 is basically the alerting sequence of electrical pulses that I cannot explain to you farther than that. Just please accept that part of it for this particular transition. Each of you should be beginning to connect. Little Crow will tell it better than anybody. On the 22nd day, at the 22nd hour, there would be 22 strikes of lightning, and I knew. and I saw and I began to receive my instructions. So this one is very conscious because you have a very high evolved soul. I didn't say man. You will pull your hair out trying to get little Quo to do anything. But this is one who sits on the Eagle's Council. And it will be his responsibility to put the oral traditions into a form which you can understand. And that stinker has made me do it. Why should I do it, old brother? You're doing fine. Well, he's got a different kind of mission. And at this point, ones would listen to him with the same ridicule that they would any Indian tribe doing a war dance or rain dance. That kind of wisdom cannot come to the tinkerers on the planet at this time. So it is a symbol. Everything in the universe can be mathematically worked out. And it's a form of language. And I guess if you want to call it code, since we're talking CIA and all those code things, they like letters, you know, like the FBI and the CIA. We like numbers. So I'm not going to go into it farther than that. The Skull and Bones would use the numbers simply like the adversary uses every other thing that has worthiness.
Number five. On the Hal Lindsey radio program of 3/21/92, he bragged and announced that Shamir had secretly flown to Los Angeles to consult and confer with Hal Lindsey and his gang. Was this needed for the fulfillment of Hal's prophecies? Is Hal making foreign policy?
No, he's not making foreign policy. He's amongst the evangelical movement that is footing the bill for the temple that will be built up there on the mountain, for the new temple. You nice people have contributed billions of dollars through the evangelical movement to the Jews who will build that temple. And they're Zionists. They're not even religious. Not in the sense that we talk of Hebrews. And you've done it. Just like Dan Quayle gets up there and says, fellow Zionists. Jerry Falwell gets up there and says, I'm a Zionist and I'm proud of it. And in the next breath, it's praise Jesus. Is that an error? Where's Christ? Oh, well, I meant Jesus Christ. No, you didn't, old buddy. You meant exactly what you said. And you see, these ones, whether in ignorance or in knowing, are so dangerous to you because you don't hear the rest of what they're saying. Do you realize to put that temple where it must be according to them, they have to go to war and drive out the ones who worship in that mosque. And they fully intend to do it. Then they have already brought together the things that will furnish that temple. That means their holy gear, their altars where they will make blood sacrifices and burn things. That is not of holy God. God is life. And no amount of sheep killing is going to get one iota of your sins removed. You've only picked up a few. And for your evangelist to tell you in the name of Jesus Christ, we are going to have a war and kill and take more land and more property from the Palestinians is treason unto God. Yes, please. Speak up. It's a new toy. We all must use it.
Okay. Is the royal family Khazarian Jews?
Yes. They are British Israelites.
And is the Rothschilds, are they their top representative, or how does that relate with?
That's good enough. They are right up there with them. The royal family sits at the head of the table, I guess is the way to put it.
Okay, are you aware of a project that I'm working on?
No, and I don't think it should be discussed here.
Okay.
I guess that's a double answer, isn't it?
Yeah.
The reason is not that the project is that
I understand.
Tedious. It's that this could get into a very lengthy personalized meeting, and it's just not suitable.
Okay. Could you answer a question on is there a counterpart to a negative counterpart to Jesus Christ that's on the earth plane right now?
About 6 billion of them.
Is there like one top person, or is it is there one physical human being that could be representative of all the other bad guys?
Well, you would have to just assume that the one who heads the committee of 300, and that varies from time to time, but it is that entity that's the big cheese on your place. And once again, you said it, I didn't.
Okay.
You're trying always to put a being into a given slot, and you're going to have to face the fact that it's not quite that way. And the energy forms that represent those two higher energies are not basically on your plate, although each will experience in that proximity.
And is it important for the people in the physical world between now and, I guess, the year 2000, for them to understand the hierarchy of the negative, the dark spirit world or whatever? Is that important?
Yes. It's the only way that you're ever going to understand the other side.
And I have one more question. Who do the Rockefellers work for now? And are there any originals left? And if so, do they have any power?
Yes, there are some originals left. And yes, they have tremendous power. Don't let a Robotoid fool you. They were taken out for a very, very good reason. And they were replaced so that they could be controlled. And they're very dangerous. And the one that represents David Rockefeller right now is as dangerous to your nation as any one other person than Bush. And neither can measure up to Henry Kissinger. So. Jay is an original, and he could be a very worthwhile contributor to your nation. I doubt that he will be. I believe that he will be utilized in the already blooming him, you see, through the Congress. And he was a very idealistic young man. It's really a loss. It's sad. Just like one of the young DuPonts, who basically gave up his fortune just to work for Lyndon LaRouche, as a matter of fact. and they ended up putting him into an institution, said he was crazy because of it. So it's very, very hard for these ones to break out. You see, you have to understand, and here's where I can't take time in this room, but each of those questions that you just asked are in the journals, all of them. And I can add to that another interesting point, and that is that young Hinckley, who, quote, shot supposedly Reagan that day, had a dinner date with young Bush. This family and the Bushes are just right off the same tree. Everybody is attached in that whole element. You don't get into up there unless you're one of those elite.
One more quick question.
Please.
Do you receive me or someone in your command when I ask for assistance when I'm working on the project?
I do not. That is not insulting. There are ones much more qualified than myself. Make them identify. You see, something that you ones don't understand, and I'm going to, because you get too terrified to say, well, Mr. Tesla wouldn't come because it doesn't work like Hatton, and or Mr. Russell didn't come because, well, I just mustn't expect Einstein, or I, whatever. All that mush instead of brains. When we get through telling you how you go through these steps and how everything recycles, you will understand that not only will you be receiving from the teacher best suited for whatever project you're working on, but it has to be that way. Because when you call for the best and highest purpose, and you ask for help from the one most suited to make sure that you develop for the best and highest purpose, then you're going to get these ones. Because as you move from your physical plane into your higher source, you're going to be a little more perfected physically, certainly spiritually and emotionally. And you're going to steadily get a little less visible. That does not mean that anybody has gone anywhere. And when you begin to understand that, you will understand timelessness and spacelessness, and that whoever you might be asking to help you is right here, right now. And it may not be my focus, but the one with the intelligence that you need is in communication with your subconscious and your higher consciousness. And if you'll put both of the, if you'll just let the subconscious just go and receive and work out the problems, it knows who to go to. But you've got to tamper with everything with this consciousness. And you've got to know in this consciousness who it is. You're better off not to know, as long as you're coming up with some answers. And if you demand the answers and you ask for those answers in the proper intent, you will not only get them, but you will come into understanding consciously who is giving them to you. What you ones are asking me right now are questions that you all know the answers to. You want to hear it. You want confirmation for these conscious ears out here. And it's really not very healthy for you to have some of these answers in that consciousness, because you already know at the level that's important, because that's where you spend your time. You do not really spend much time in the consciousness. Sorry about that. Most of you lapse out of it while you're sitting here. Most of the time I've got more over here than sitting in the room. So it is your perception that's at fault. Faulty perception. Because you have limited your finite, your vision to a finite wavelength. The fact that your room is filled and you sense it, all of you sense it, but none of you can see it. Norma sits here with her eyes shut and she sees all of them and she doesn't see any of you. And yet she'll come back and swear she never saw anything in either place. So you're going to have to just accept that there's some major, major things taking place now and you're part of it. And this conscious experience is not the place to lay it all out.
Thank you, Hatan.
Number six, I think Howard Phillips, independent candidate, is sent from God.
No.
Any comment?
No. No. Misunderstanding. Everybody's sent from God. Everybody. Good, bad, purple, pink. So that part is true. This one has some real, real confused messages about the Constitution. He's a fine man, but he is not qualified. He will not be able to produce. He is not the one groomed to lead you out of this. And an election may not be the time. I've already spoken with both, for instance. You go for it. But what you are really doing, you are making contacts around so that as things collapse and then there can be some rebuilding, you've got to have a network. And if you just can hold that, because if in fact any of the things happen that are planned to have happened before November, you won't have an election anyway. And you can count on, if Bush pulls down executive order, you cannot expect anybody but someone who will follow through to be there. Either him or the one the Bilderbergers put up, and that's Clinton. So as far as gaining attention, if you cannot get both, go ahead for parole. Push him, push him, push him. He's a good man. But don't expect anything to change. If it really looks like he would be winning, they will either take him out, and you don't know but what maybe they already have. Because he already was not speaking like Ross Perot. If any of you know Ross Perot, the old Ross Perot and this one. But he is beginning now to sound more like the original Ross. And you're not going to know whether that's an accident or that is just more programming to get you all sucked in and keep Bo Grites from the possibility of winning. The only way that you could pull this off would be if you got right to election and Perot gave all those votes to Bo. And I don't see that happening. For one thing, I don't see Bo understanding it well enough to go and make the effort to work it out. And it really doesn't matter a whit. Understand, the New World Order is already steamrolled over you. They're just working out those little flapping things. They're just polishing it off. And you can see Bush taking that control day after day. So that by the time you get already, he's talking again about deregulating banks. Anybody heard that the last few days too?
Oh, yeah.
Serious, serious clues. He's already bringing in all of those things under executive order. So all he's got to have is one big disaster, one big function, one big reason to do it.
I thought you said before that it was very difficult to take out a godly man, to make a robotoid out of a real godly person. But
right.
Why is not that godly?
I'm not going to answer that. That's judging. And I didn't say he had been taken out.
Commander, can I mention two comments? Yesterday when we were in Dallas, people came up to me, they've been watching Grow very closely. 3 weeks ago, they feel that his personality has been changed. That's just an observation. The other thing, for some reason in Dallas, they're running emergency testing on televisions again for national emergency.
Doing it in San Diego also.
Well, and what do we have at the prison? They are training, and for anybody who works at the prison, just keep your mouth shut. They've got you on alert to step in wherever they tell you to function. And they are sending ones off over to San Luis Obispo to learn all about survival. And they're telling you to form block directors, to teach people how to grow food. They are expecting before September, and they know that the higher-ups, the authorities, know exactly when it's coming and what is planned. And they say by September, am I correct?
Right.
By September, you will be on survival. That is coming out of your prison. That's not crazy talk out of an evaporated spirit. That's from your prison. So they have a lot of reason to hit at us. Because the dumber you are, the easier you are to manage. And if you get too panicky and you start protecting yourself with those silly little guns, they're going to kill you. They'll be ordered to do that. Now it's serious time. They are digging. And they are building greenhouses. You better watch your neighbor. And they've known this quite a while. Ones very quietly have been going and digging root cellars. Please.
This picture is kind of giving. Has Lyndon LaRouche's organization been shut down completely?
For all practical purposes. It's politically, emotionally alive enough that you can get some pretty good information. But the possibility of a Lyndon LaRouche from prison winning a presidential election is obviously a complete and total distractor. Lyndon LaRouche is a fine man. He only is lacking in two places of insight. One is God, and the other is he is an internationalist. Ones want to call him a communist. Well, I don't know what the term means, because it means whatever anybody happens to be using it for that day. But he can only see the greater overall of an international program. And that's idealistic, and that's wonderful. And, for instance, if all of your industry goes to Mexico, where they have no pollution laws, what is going to stop it from coming back across your border? Because you cannot control God's borders. So for all practical purposes, other than maybe a constitutional effort later, I believe that you have to count Lyndon LaRouche as a loss. And don't think that he hasn't been tampered with. You don't lock somebody with that much power up and let him run for president, I can promise you.
Second question is, there are rumors about a big gold movement happening between now and May the 11th.
A big what kind of gold?
That the price is supposed to move out of the 339 range up to over 350 within the next 10 to 12 days.
Watch South Africa and watch your market. Remember, they still intend to push that market to 36. And then you can begin to look for gold dealers, metal dealers, to be literally getting out of the business.
Can I give you some insight that I've heard, Commander?
I would like to share anything that anyone wants to put out here.
Okay, the information that I'm getting right now is the plan is to run the market up to approximately 35 to 3600 by June. There's a plane load of gold leaving every Thursday for Switzerland out of the United States right now, run by the CIA.
Maybe that's the one that cut across Peru.
Could be. The action is that the plan is to run it up to about 35 to 3600 by June and then allow it to collapse. They say they're going to drop 600 points and then it's going to drop down to 1600 or less. So we're having some kind of time sequence. Now this is the